Hello, Tip Top Service Company. How can I help you?
Hi, can I speak to Eric, please?
I'm so sorry, he's not here at the moment. May I know who's this?
Yes, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. I was actually looking to speak to anybody who handles the financial stuff for the business there. Is there anyone like that around?
I'm actually his wife.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to ask, see if you guys had received our offer. We mailed you guys an offer. It said Bank of Cardiff with a big crown on the front. Does that ring any bells? Should have been through the direct mail.
Is it like an email or...
No, it was a letter. It was a post,
yeah. It's a letter?
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably he did, but he didn't mention anything to me. So is it like a lending company?
Sure, right. So yeah, we're the Bank of Cardiff. We had you guys pre-approved for about $250,000. That was good for like equipment financing or like cash or anything like that. I was just going to introduce myself, see if you guys had any needs coming up in the future here, looking to get any new equipment or anything like that. Does that sound like something you're looking to do?
I don't think he's thinking of planning of, you know, borrowing money.
Okay.
We never talk about it. So,
I got you.
Since we're okay this time.
Okay, sure. What is it that you guys do over there at Tip Top, the business?
We do kitchen, restaurant equipment, the food cleaning service.
Oh, right. Sure. So you give them the equipment, they buy it from you, restaurants?
No, we have an equipment. We have a machine.
Oh, okay.
And then we haven't only service it to them. We have employees that
I
do
got
it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you guys use any big equipment, like those machines? Do you need to replace them ever, or do they last you a very long time?
Yeah, we have machines.
Okay. Yeah, we do stuff like finance equipment, you know, like if you wanted to buy a new machine and it's really expensive, they go on like kind of like a car loan, you know, with monthly payments and stuff. Things like that.
Yes.
You guys ever do that or still just no?
My husband pays, but he buys and he pays cash.
Pays cash for them, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure, no worries. I can go ahead and circle back and talk to him, see if he had any other plans, or maybe, is there a good email address I could reach him at?
I don't know if he would like that, because we have a lot of emails. We try to put them on spam because we're receiving a lot, but what is the name again of your company?
It's called the Bank of Cardiff. It sounds funny over the phone, but it's spelled C-A-R-D, like David, I-F-F, like Frank, so it's like Cardiff. If we do send you an email, what would happen is it would go into my contact list, and I would just send you one email. It doesn't go into like one of those, you know, spam like servers where it shoots you a lot of emails. We don't do that. So if I do send it to you, it would just have kind of like a message from me, just giving us some background and just myself, my phone number, direct contact. If anything comes up, you'd always be free to contact us.
Where is your office?
So we're located down in San Diego, but we actually have kind of like a virtual presence. So we specialize with small to medium sized businesses, and we kind of tend to like their needs, kind of where bigger banks don't really go. So that's kind of our specialty. We do things. Do you guys work with Bank of the West? Is that what I'm seeing here? Do you still work with them?
With what?
Bank of the West?
No, we don't. We never had. I don't know with my husband, but it doesn't
Maybe.
Sound familiar to me. That's not our bank.
Sure. Yeah, well, that's the one that came up. So usually we won't replace, like, your current bank and everything, but if you're looking to buy big equipment or if you need just some cash, because we specialize in your industry and field, we can generally do a little bit better than those guys. So we try to kind of compete a little bit. Things like
What's
that.
Percentage?
I'm sorry?
What is the percentage?
The percentage. Okay, so we take a couple things into account. If you guys are buying a piece of equipment, for example, we'll see like if the equipment is, like you said, stuff for cleaning, is that right?
Okay, yeah,
okay.
Like for instance, 100,000.
For 100,000. Okay, how long have you guys been in business for? How many years?
This business is already for 30 years.
Oh, for 30 years. Wow. Okay. So yeah, with things like 30 years, and if you're getting about 100,000, how would you rate your credit score? I mean, like good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Oh, excellent.
Excellent. Okay. So see, with 30 years in business and excellent credit score and financing equipment, we can do definitely low mid single digits, maybe like 2 to 4%, something like that. That would be about 2 to 4%.
2 to 4% monthly.
I believe, no, that would be over the entire course of the equipment. We're very competitive with that kind of stuff, so even if you have another offer from another bank or another business, you would send that offer with you, and we have a match or beat policy where we'll take the offer and then just, you know, take the percent down a little bit and then go ahead and, you know, try to compete with them and make sure we keep, our number one priority is keeping clients, like maintaining a client relationship. That way we become your one-stop shop for all your finance needs and everything else. So would you guys be more interested in just like 100,000 cash, or would you want that for equipment to buy like a certain piece of equipment?
As of now, I don't see any need. My husband is not, we're not really talking about it, you know, but because we have equipment and they're still doing fine, so
sure.
I'm just curious of how, of, you know, just in case in the future, so I have something to remember, just in case in the future I will tell my husband, hey, somebody called me, and they will, you know.
Sure.
So
sure,
yeah, so I'm curious what is your percentage, so
sure, definitely.
I know what to say.
Yeah, I understand. So it's very rare that we find somebody right when they need it. It's just kind of, we make an introduction, we just kind of exchange contact information. I might check back with you guys maybe every few months or so, but if anything comes up, like you said, yeah, we'd love to throw our hat in the ring here.
Yeah, you'll never know if one day one of the equipment broke, and so we need it right away. So
of course,
you never
course.
Know.
So. Sure.
But at this moment, the equipments are still new and they're still running good, and we have backup equipment, so I don't know the need yet. So
sure, no,
but
I
you'll
understand.
Never know.
Of course, of course. So if
yeah.
you don't want me to send emails, I don't know if you guys have too many of those. I can just leave you with my phone number, maybe, or just some contact
okay.
info. Sure.
All right. So
yeah, whenever you're ready.
Just irritated, deleting. In fact, I'm the one deleting.
I understand.
So I'm ready.
Don't worry. Okay. So yeah, my name was Sam, like Samuel,
mm-hmm.
and calling again with the Bank of Cardiff, like D as in David, IFF.
Mm-hmm.
And a good phone number would be 858-252-1495.
Okay.
And if you don't mind, I could give you guys a call maybe once a quarter, you know, every few months, just kind of check in, see how you guys are doing, just like...
Yeah, if you don't mind, send me a mail. Sometimes I just throw mails, but at least if I see the card is... Okay, this is my question. You
sure.
said 2 to 4%. I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious. Should it always be on an equipment, or is it cash, or what?
So the way it works, it's very specific to a business and everything. I mean, for example, a business that's been around for only 3-4 years that's trying to just get pure cash, you know, with no equipment or anything, they're going to get higher percentages, maybe like 5 or 6. But your specific business being a time in business 30 years with an excellent credit score and trying to buy equipment, that would be really low. If you wanted to just get cash, for example, if you have a big project, you want to expand the business, do something like that, we would
yeah.
run those numbers for you. But basically what we have is a one-page application where we condense it, make it very short and simple. We'll have you fill out that application, and then we'll get 6 months of the bank statements and evaluate everything. But I've seen a lot of these applications, and a lot of these businesses have come through my desk and everything. People with your time in business, you're talking 30 years with an excellent credit score, you guys will see consistently between that 2 to 4%. I mean, regardless of where
okay.
you guys are going. Yeah, you should be.
Actually, the business we inherited from his dad. you know, it's sure. It's my family. He's not that old. My husband is not that old, so it's impossible right. that he had that business for 30 years, but he carried it from his dad. You know, he transferred it to his name not too long ago, but five years ago, but it's the business is 5 years, so the account is very stable.
Yes.
Our account for 30 years since he started. We still have it, and it's even growing. Mm-hmm. So...
Right.
So would it affect? I mean, is it
no.
because, you know, the name was transferred to us 5 years ago. Would it
sure.
affect?
So the way the businesses work is the business is treated as a completely separate entity. It doesn't connect to a single person. So the business has been around for 30 years. Even if it changes ownership 5 or 6 or 7 times throughout, it doesn't make a difference. As long as the company has been established for 30 years. Right. So we wouldn't really mind that you just took over. As long as, you know, the business health has been going well. And, I mean, if you took over and it went bankrupt, I mean, of course, that'll be... But no, if you get if everything was going...
Story.
Of
no,
course.
No. Yeah, no. It was. We don't have that background.
No. So, right. What we'll do is go to the Secretary of State filing. We'll look up the company name, and it'll say established 30 years ago. That's what'll come up. And it'll show, it changed hands from this owner to this owner. And but those don't matter. Yeah, those are just details.
Okay. Send me again an email. Not an email. It's just send me again a mail. And I will really look the CARDIS, Bank of CARDIS, so I will look at it, and so at least I have it in my file.
Sure,
just
no
in
problem.
Case of, just
Absolutely.
In case of something come out that we really needed, I said, hey honey, here it is.
That's great. This guy called me this one day.
yeah. All right. Okay, sure. Thank you, Sam. And I look forward to that mail, and I'll keep it.
Definitely.
For future use.
Sure.
And you can call me every quarter. We'll see how it goes.
Sure, definitely. I'll just check in if anything comes up. If not, I'll just say hi, and we'll stay in touch.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not rude.
Yes, some people are. Some people
I'm
are.
Not rude to telemarketer. I think I'm so nice even to telemarketers. My husband is just so ignoring, you know. I
No, you were very nice.
Okay, right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.